Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. According to data collected by the Federal Judicial Center, President Biden has appointed more federal judges at this point in his presidency than all but one other president. And just in case you're wondering, that other president is President George W. Bush. Biden's judicial appointments, however, are the most diverse in U.S. history. Of those confirmed, nearly half are women of color, including, of course, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first Black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I am truly humbled by the extraordinary honor of this nomination, and I am especially grateful for the care that you have taken in discharging your constitutional duty in service of our democracy with all that is going on in the world today.
Talking now to Candace Norwood, breaking news reporter for the 19th News. Candace, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so talk about the different ways that President Biden has been working to diversify the federal bench.
Along with my reporting partner, Jasmine Matani, we looked at data from the Federal Judicial Center comparing President Biden's current confirmed judges, not only breaking down that information in terms of race and gender, but then also comparing it to his predecessors, President Donald Trump and President Barack Obama. So we found that of the 97 confirmed judges President Biden had, 75% of them were women, 47% of them were women of color. And that is a really stark contrast to President Donald Trump, who of the 85 judges he had confirmed by the end of his 2 years in office, 23% were women and just 2% were women of color. And even comparing with someone like Barack Obama, who was also celebrated for having a wide diversity in terms of his confirmed judges, of the 62 judges he had confirmed at the end of the 2 years, 51% were women and 24% were women of color. So we see a big shift even from that notable period in time. And so Biden has been prioritizing clearly women of color, but then also a wide variety of professional experience as well.
Okay, what do you mean by professional experiences? I mean, aren't they all in the law profession? He didn't put like veterinarians on the court, right?
No. So in terms of when we look at federal judges, they typically come from backgrounds in prosecution work or in corporate law. And so what we've seen from President Biden in particular is a focus on different kinds of legal backgrounds. And that includes a notable number of people he has had confirmed to the appellate court level, which is the second highest level under the Supreme Court, with backgrounds as public defenders. And so research that I looked at in my reporting indicates that public defenders are less likely to sentence someone to periods of incarceration. And if they are going to sentence someone to incarceration, the sentences tend to be shorter. So we're incorporating people, as a number of judicial advocates say, incorporating a number of people who really have firsthand direct experience working on behalf of everyday individuals.
We're going to take a quick pause right here, and we'll be right back with more from The Takeaway right after this.
WNYC Studios is supported by Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/WNYC. That's rocketmoney.com/WNYC.
On this week's On the Media, what happened to the offbeat, irreverent, speaking truth to power alt-weeklies that used to populate newsstands across the country?
The Voice was your guide to life from people who cared about what they were covering with such intensity that there were fistfights and brawls inside the paper. That's gone.
The end of an era on this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with Candace Norwood, breaking news reporter for the 19th News, talking about President Biden's historic appointments to the federal judiciary. So, Candace, as you were talking about sentencing and sort of the practices of these judges, particularly if they've come from a background that's included being a public defender, it reminds me, I just need to like clarify for myself, for our listeners, what kinds of cases do these judges decide? When Biden is diversifying the bench, what is he, in this case, sort of being able to touch through these appointments?
Federal judges hear a variety of cases, and a lot of them involve the constitutionality of different laws that are being passed around the country. For example, people may have heard in November when a federal judge struck down the Biden administration's plan to have student loan forgiveness that received a lot of national attention. But in addition, there are issues of transgender rights and gun restrictions, which are obviously very salient right now amid a host of mass shootings that have already happened this year. And so there's a lot of different areas that federal judges as a whole can touch, and including criminal issues, which are of importance in terms of someone who has a public defender background and thinking about how to think about kind of rehabilitation beyond the incarceration system, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Tell us about Florence Pan, who's now on the DC Circuit Court as of September of last year.
Yes. So Florence Pan made national attention in 2021 when she was confirmed to the DC District Court and became the first Asian American woman to be appointed to that court at that time. And a year later, she was confirmed to the next step up, which is the DC Appellate Court, replacing Ketanji Brown Jackson once she ascended to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And tell us about J. Michelle Childs.
So Biden, in his 2020 presidential campaign, had promised that he would appoint a Black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. That woman, as we know, is ultimately Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. But J. Michelle Childs was also in that conversation as well. And so she received attention being on the short list and ultimately went on to be confirmed, even though she wasn't picked for the Supreme Court nomination, was confirmed to the DC Court of Appeals as well. And I should note that both Childs and Pan, women of color, Childs being a Black woman, Pan being an Asian American woman, being appointed to the DC Court of Appeals because, in terms of the hierarchy of courts, the appellate court level is the second under the US Supreme Court, but then the DC Court of Appeals is seen as the highest of the appellate court levels and has been a stepping stone for a number of other Supreme Court justices.
I'm wondering, as you talked about kind of professional diversity, racial and gender diversity, what there is to be said as well about folks from law schools other than Yale, Harvard, Stanford.
Yes. So back when J. Michelle Childs was under consideration for the Supreme Court nomination, a lot of attention was brought to the fact that she is a state school graduate. And that was a big deal because a lot of federal judges in general, but particularly when we're talking about the Supreme Court level, tend to come from Ivy League schools, particularly Yale and Harvard. So to have someone, again, who has an experience that is more widely shared by the American public, those who are able to attend college, more likely than not, are attending a public institution. And so to have someone with that experience to know some of the issues that are affecting people at that level only adds to the broader diversity we've talked about already in terms of how these judges are thinking about and considering these issues.
Candace Norwood is breaking news reporter for the 19th News. Candace, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.